Changemakers,
what is going on, everyone? It is your man, Jay Wong, the host of the show. And in this episode, we are going to talk about a powerful question, one that stopped me in my tracks and really made me reflect, and one that I've been thinking about over and over again. But before we even get there, I just wanted to celebrate you and honor you for listening to the show. I know it's been just a little bit of craziness on our end in terms of just trying to find that consistency with this podcast and where it's really fitting in, because our brand and our business is evolving so much. But regardless of, you know, if you've been listening for, you know, a few hundred episodes, or if this is maybe your first one, we appreciate you being here, celebrating the fact that you can step into the best version of yourself and you are creating the legacy that you want and you deserve. And for some of you that have been following me a little bit behind the scenes, always on Instagram, you know that in the last week or so, I was in San Diego, and that's actually where I heard this question. And, you know, leading up to this, you know, there's so many different events and masterminds, and I was there for a private event. And during this period, if you are aware, people in the industry, there's a massive conference with, I think, 6,000 or 7,000 people, and everybody from creators to high performers to online marketers, everyone was congregating in San Diego. So it was great because it was so the opportunity was amazing to be able to, you know, meet some, you know, kind of some new clients, to be able to meet up with old clients, you know, to be able to have dinner and break bread and have a glass of wine with people that are in the industry, our own peers, people that we're learning from, people that we are being able to teach. And, you know, there's just so many little activities that went on there. And I found myself at one of these dinners. And this is kind of the beginning of, you know, where this question came. And at the dinner, a lot of times I find myself being one of the younger individuals in the room. So the gentleman asked me, "How old are you?" And I always reply back whenever anyone asks me, I always reply, "Well, how old do you think I am?" And, you know, this kind of starts with a playful type of game, and, you know, people are listening on the sides. And, you know, he takes a couple guesses and he ends up guessing my age, which is 29 years old. And somebody at the other end of the table, while they're listening to this, they said, "Hey, I'm just curious, what advice would you give to yourself?" He was talking to the other gentleman. He said, "What advice would you give to yourself if you could go back to your 29-year-old self?" Right? And let me even put some greater context to this. This table, you know, these are proven entrepreneurs, people that have made, you know, these are not startup individuals. These are people that have already made a significant amount of money online. They've been online for years. And in fact, you know, I was probably just within my own history, probably one of the younger ones in terms of timeline, as well as net worth, as well as age, being at that table. And, you know, the guy, you know, took a listen to this question and he thought back. He kind of, you know, sat back and took a drink of his wine. And he told himself, well, he said to us, he said, "You know, if I had to go back and I had to give myself advice, if I was 29 years old and knowing everything I know now, I would tell myself to enjoy the whole process. I would tell myself to enjoy the ride, that all the things that you want from a business perspective or from a personal perspective, that you're going to be able to get those things. And regardless of where you're at right now, whether you're, you know, just starting out or going through a tough patch or having the best month or year or week of your life, it's all going to balance out. You're going to totally get to where you want to go. And so enjoy the ride." And, you know, the table stopped. There were so many different conversations going around. And it just felt like he was almost talking just to me, maybe just kind of how I'm talking to you right now. And for me personally, it really made an impact, because I think a lot of times as high performers and creators and overachievers, we're always looking at the next thing. You know, Wayne Dyer says it's the epidemic of more, right? And, you know, it's great that we had, you know, we hit this revenue goal over here, but now we want to double it. You know, it's great that we're, you know, being able to speak in front of hundreds and thousands of people, but why not millions, right? And it's that ambition, that drive that is, there's so much goodness in it. But I think sometimes, especially as young people, we lack the patience, we lack the perspective and wisdom to understand that, you know, sometimes it really does make sense to reflect and to sit in the present moment, to be able to hold on to this moment just a little longer, to be able to be in this conversation a little longer, to linger, to not think about efficiencies or high performance or productivity for 5 freaking seconds, and to just enjoy, to just breathe it in. And for me, everything stopped right there. And I reflected over the last few years and thought to myself, wow, you know, I would have never, you know, I had certain ambitions and dreams, and some of those have come true. Some of those are in the process of getting there. And there are certain things that I did not know. There's certain things I could not see that I see very clearly now. And I can only imagine what that's going to look like, you know, 10 years from now or 20 years from now, whatever, you know, the timeline is. And, you know, I wanted to share this with you on this episode because I think life is about asking the right questions. It's not necessarily all the time about knowing the right answers, but, you know, the world moves so fast these days. And, you know, I always say I'm grateful and thankful for each and every single one of you, because time is the biggest asset of all. And the fact that you're spending a few minutes digesting this, listening to this, maybe you're, you know, having some trouble going to sleep, or maybe you're on the way to the next meeting or the next, you know, event. But wherever you are in the journey, whether you're just starting out, whether, you know, you just had the best year of your life, I hope that you take some time to think and to hold on to this moment just a little longer, to linger and allow this moment to live on in your memory, because you realize that that is all we have, right? We only have this moment and this one and this one and this one. And that's how time works. That's how life works. And I hope that this encourages you to maybe look up from the cell phone or the computer, maybe go outside for a quick walk, maybe make that phone call that you've been pushing off. And I don't know what type of situation you're in. I don't know what you've gone through, whether it be a crazy, traumatic series of events, or maybe you're finding yourself bored. But wherever you are, on whichever spectrum, I do think that looking back and saying, wow, what have I accomplished, all the things that I've done, and being able to be in the moment with us, to be present, you know, it's the ultimate present, right? Your presence is the ultimate present. And I absolutely love this question, and I'd pose it to you. You know, I know we're all listening to this, different, you know, type of age range and what have you, but what advice would you give to yourself 10 years ago? Just 10 years ago. Would you tell yourself the same advice, that to just relax a little more, smell the roses, you know, go outside, laugh a little more, be in the moment more? I think I would. I was doing that already at 19 years old, but I think knowing everything I know now, I would give myself pretty similar advice, that to not be scared, to be able to face, you know, the dreams and fears and limitations and thought patterns that I had back then. And I think so many of us are aware that we are where we are. And so many of us know that we want to go further, not out of a place of trying to, you know, because we're not complete, but out of a place of, hey, we want to be able to be better so we could do better, so we can help more people, so we can create the impact that we want in our lives. That's probably a good reason why you're listening to the show. But I'm really curious, what advice do you have? I'd love to hear your advice. I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. And if you would be so kind to share that with us, I'd love to feature you on the show. To be able to do that, all you got to do is record your own answer on www.theinnerchangemaker.com. Yes, it is my website. All you got to do is go there, and there's going to be a little blue button, a little blue tab right over there. And on the right-hand side where you can click it, and I think it gives you about 90 seconds to record. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com. I appreciate all of you sticking with me, and I appreciate all of you for taking a moment to enjoy not just this episode, but yourself, to kind of check back in with who you are, to look at what type of advice you would give and what type of feedback you have. I can't wait to share more with you. There's so many lessons that I learned while I was in California. And with all that said, I can't wait to chat with you in the next episode. We'll talk to you all very soon.